In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
哈利路亚，奉主圣名开始正道。
Since El Monte Church was sold, and I myself come quite often here in Baldwin Park Church.
在那个 El Monte 教会卖掉之后，我常常就会来我们伯恩教会。
This is one of a blessing as a homeless because I can go to Carnegie Park and Baldwin Park here and there. So it's a blessing myself.
对我来说，能够常常到伯恩教会或是肯诺加教会，对我来说是一种祝福。
And also, please pray for us so we can find out the chapel soon.
希望我们能够求神让我们早一点找到另外一个会堂。
This morning I'd like to share with you the topic here is overcoming conflict.
今天早上我想跟大家一起来分享的题目是克服冲突。
And please turn to Acts chapter 15.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十五章。
Acts chapter 15, verse from 36 to 41.
我们看《使徒行传》第十五章三十六节一直到四十一节。
Acts chapter 15, verse from 36 to 41.
使徒行传第十五章从三十六节一直到四十一节。
And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brethren in every city in which we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are." 37. And Barnabas was desirous of taking John, called Mark, along with them also. 38. But Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted them in Pamphylia.And had not gone with them to the work. 39. And they arose such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Sheila and departed, being committed by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he was traveling through Syria and Cilicia and strengthening the churches. I think this passage, we can tell here that Paul suggests to the Barnabas, so let's go together to have a traveling to this all the place where there was the church was built, so go see and what's going on.
在这里我们可以看到保罗建议巴拿巴跟他一起到处去寻睦教会。
But this time Barnabas wants to bring Mark, but Paul disagree on Barnabas idea.
在这一次呢，巴拿巴建议要带马可去，但是呢，保罗并不同意他的说法。
So the verse 39, they say they arose such a sharp disagreement.
所以在三十九节记载说，于是两人起了争论。
And then because of this this disagreement, now Paul and Barnabas they were separated.
因为这次的争论呢，保罗甚至跟巴拿巴就彼此分开。
We know that the conflict is unavoidable, we can say.
我们知道有的时候冲突是无法避免的。
Without the conflict, then life is very easy and smooth, life is very peaceful.
如果在生活上面没有冲突的话，我们的生活将会是非常平静平和的。
Somehow God designed us, each one of us, very differently.
但是呢，神在造我们的时候，每个人都是非常独特的。
And no one is the same like us.
没有个人跟另外一个人是完全相同的。
Well, most of the men and women when they get married,
当男人跟女人结婚之后
，at the beginning they think, "Wow, my spouse can agree with me 100%. Whatever I say, surely my spouse will follow and support me."
当他们开始结婚的时候，觉得说自己的配偶都能够百分之百的同意，能够顺从他们的意见。
But most of the case, a 100% case is not true.
但是呢，大多数的情况呢，并不是如此。
So most of the people once during the time of courtship, They show their manner. So they even they don't like it, but they agree each other, try to do their best. Once they get into the marriage life, it turns to be very different.
在很多时候，人们在遇到困难的时候呢，他们会表现出礼貌的态度，然后共度这个难关。但是在结婚过了之后呢，就有很多时候就不是这么样表现。
Once we get into the real life, reality is different.
但是当我们真正去面对真实的生活的时候，是情况是截然不同的。
Not the whole our marriage life turned to be like a courtship, like before we get married.
很多人他们在结婚之后的生活跟结婚之前是不一样的。
And also, there's a lot of different kind of conflict, such as between in-laws and also among the brothers and sisters.
但是有很多冲突的事情是发生在婆媳之间，或者是在兄弟姐妹当中也有可能。
And sometimes we have a conflict between our children, our parents.
有的时候在父母跟子女之间也有。彼此发生冲突的时候
I have noticed that children is only controllable until the age about 10 years old.
我觉得呢，我能够管我的小孩子一直到也许十岁的时候吧。
Once they grow up more than 10 years old, they have their own idea.
当他们成长超过十岁的时候，他们开始有自己的意见了。
And so, as a parent, we have to learn how to handle our different disagreement between the parents and children.
那我们身为父母的就必须要如何的去学习去掌握，当我们有跟孩子有不同意见的时候要怎么办呢
？So disagreement is unavoidable, which is it's a part of our life.
我们常常会在生活当中遇到许多彼此意见不同的时候。
Many times when we do have this disagreement of conflict in our life, there is a stress come upon our life, and also sometimes take away our joyful heart.
在有的时候我们生活上有遇到许多冲突的时候呢，会把我们生活上的平静跟喜乐带走。
Even this one is impact our faith.
甚至可能会影响到我们的信心。
Once we have a disagreement, then it might hurt our faith.
那当有一些不同意的时候呢，可能会影响到我们的信心。
So losing our spiritual strength even.
甚至会导致我们丧失我们属灵的能力。
Now what we read here, Acts chapter 15, verse 36 to 41 here, this one is between the two workers. So here's Paul and Barnabas. They couldn't agree each other for this matter.
我们看到使徒行传15章36节到41节这边记载说，这两个工人保罗跟巴拿巴他们不能够对彼此的意见来赞同。
Sometimes we think we are full of Spirit of God within us.We have a wisdom of God, so we can easily solve the disagreement that we think.
有的时候我们觉得我们非常的属灵，有神的灵在我们当中，我们可以很轻易的去解决这个争论。
But one thing I find out here, I have noticed that Paul is this person is full of wisdom of God, and he is the fullness of spirit is within him actually.
我们可以知道说，保罗这个人他是非常属灵，他也被圣灵非常的充满。
Barnabas also is a good person because he's a man of encouragement. So he's very kind of person, like a person kind of person, which is very in a sense very understand other people, you know, kind of person.
我们知道尤其是巴拿巴这个人。他非常容易的去了解其他的人。
When we see that this passage is here, that these two Barnabas and Paul, the disagreement for these issues, we cannot say one side is wrong, one side is right.
我们在这里看得到保罗跟巴拿巴对于这件事情呢彼此有不同的意见，但是我们也不能说哪一方是对，哪一方是错的。
Because this is two sides of the difference.
因为两边都有不同的看法
，and cannot get along，
他们没有办法彼此同意
，end up it becomes a conflict between the two person，
他们就因此在两方面就起了争论。
We know because at the first trip， when Paul and Barnabas when they have made a trip to this missionary trip， at that times they brought the mark for their trip。
我们知道，当保罗跟巴拿巴他们开始第一次的传道旅程的时候，他们带了马可去。
So I think Barnabas can see that the potential from the mark.
但是巴拿巴他看到了马可潜在的能力。
Even though Mark cannot made a complete this trip with them,
甚至因为马可他没有办法陪他们完全的全程。
But from the Barnabas point of view, this one can be trained and can be a good worker.
但是从巴拿巴的眼中来看呢，马可是一个能够被再训练的一个工人。
So Barnabas wants to bring him to this second missionary trip.
所以巴拿巴很想再把马可带到身边来参加第二次的传道旅程。
But Paul's point is because he cannot make a missionary trip, the first trip.Completed, he just on the way he give up on him and he go back to the Jerusalem. So we cannot bring this kind of person to the let the join in our second trip.
但是因为马可他没有办法在第一次的传道旅程完工，然后回到耶路撒冷，所以保罗觉得说呢，不可以再带马可一同前去做工了。
So they cannot get agree of this matter.
所以对于这一点，他们彼此有不同的意见，没有办法同意。
But toward to the end, we find out in the scriptures, Paul later he understand importance of this Mark.
但是我们从圣经里面看到，后来保罗他了解这个马可这个工人的重要性。
So later on, he treat Mark as a co-worker.
所以后来他就把马可当成同工了。
Let's turn to look at the Philemon.
我们来看腓利门书。
Philemon verse 24. Philemon verse 24.Before the book of Hebrews, Philemon, verse 24.
腓利门书二十四节。
And here the Paul when he says, as do Mark, and the rest of the name, my fellow workers. So here the Paul include Mark as a co-worker.
所以在这里呢，保罗把马可也提出来，当成他的同工了。
Because we know the Philemon says the Paul wrote this letter. He's a later his ages. He wrote this Philemon.
我们知道在后来呢，保罗就写信的时候呢，就把马可也提为他的同工。
And also his last letters in the book Second Timothy also he mentioned about the Mark.
然后在保罗的最后书信提摩太后书，他也提到了马可。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 11.
在提摩太后书第四章十一节那里记载。
Second Timothy chapter verse 11 says, "Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service."
他说：“独有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。”
So we have noticed that Paul later on he changed himself.
我们知道在后来保罗他的观念就改变了。
He accepted Mark as a co-worker and also useful for the ministry.
他就接纳了马可为同工，而且呢认为他说在传道上的工作是有益处的。
So we can understand that later on they reconcile these matters and then also Paul changed himself, accept Mark as a co-worker.
我们知道之后呢他们在这件事上就同归和好，然后呢保罗也接受了马可成为他的同工。
This Acts chapter 15, there's a two person, there's a sharply disagree on this matter.
在使徒行传十五章这里记载，这两个人呢，他们彼此有争论。
But this matter can be eventually to be solved.
但是呢，这个事情呢，在将来是可以解决的。
I think at the beginning of this kind of disagreement,Bible doesn't mention that, but I think Paul and Barnabas should later on they reconcile for these matters.
圣经上虽然没有提起，但是呢，保罗跟巴拿巴之后呢，他们就要和好了。
But what we can see the chapter 15 here, once when they have a disagreement, they cannot get together. It's good to at that time separate.
我们知道在当时他们有彼此不同的意见，他们没有办法一起同工，所以就。没有就分开了。
At this time they separate. Actually, they continue to involve the holy work. Actually,
虽然他们两个彼此分开，但他同样的呢去做了圣工。
When Abraham and Lot, when they Lot follow Abraham the journey to the land of Canaan.
我们知道呢，罗德他跟着亚伯兰一直到往这个迦南的路程上去。
Abraham became rich and Lord also he himself became a rich.
我们知道呢，当亚伯兰跟罗德他们两个都富有的时候
，the two sides they cannot get along.
他们两方面就没有办法和平的相处了。
They are in the same pastures, so they both of side of the shepherd bring their own sheep into the same pastures.
因为他们住在一起，所以他们两方面的牧人都带他们的羊群到同一的草皮上。
Abraham look at this situation.
当亚伯兰看到这个情形的时候
，But he doesn't want to the involve the continue to involve in this kind of conflict between he and his nephew Lot.
所以他不希望这样的冲突再继续发生在他自己跟他的侄儿罗德身上。
So he using the this is the wisdom and then let him to choose the land so he can go and he wants to go the other way.Different way.
所以亚伯拉罕运用他的智慧，让他的侄儿罗德先选择他要去哪一边，他就朝他的反方向去。
Actually, the both sides have an opportunity.
事实上，两方面都有同样的机会。
Actually, this way helping themselves.
这也能够帮助他们。
When we are involved, kind of conflict and disagreement.
所以，当我们处在一个冲突或是不同意见争论的时候
，that we have to seeking the wisdom of God.
我们必须要寻求神所赐的智慧。
If you continue to get involved in our conflict and disagreement,
如果你继续的在待在这个冲突当中
，naturally our emotion kind of drained.
这样子的话，会导致我们的脾气变得不
好。And also, because our faith also being hit or damaged,
这也会损害到我们的信心。
So we can wisely look at the situation.
所以我们要对这样的事情呢，重新用一个比较有智慧的角度来看。
So we can solve with the wisdom of God.
我们必须要用神所赐给我们的智慧来解决这样的事情。
Acts chapter 16, and these two, the Paul and the Barnabas, they choose the way to still seeking the God's work to accomplish it anyway.
所以在这里圣经上记载说呢，保罗跟巴拿巴他们。仍然呢，就靠着主的方式呢来做圣工。
But we have to understand that from the beginning, their disagreement is for the good purpose, actually.
我们知道他们的争论在起初呢，是因为要做，为了要把圣工做得更好。
There is no such kind of evil intention.
他们在彼此之间并没有怀抱着邪恶的心。
So this is only because of the difference of the nature of the person.
这是因为他们两个人彼此的本性的关系。
So actually, the both of them become an opportunity to continue to work for God.
所以两个人都有着同样的机会，能够继续的来为主做工。
Sometimes God allow us kind of this kind of a disagreement and conflict in our life.
有的时候呢，神让这些冲突或是争论在我们的生命当中发生。
Let us to be sharpen ourselves, to be trained also.And also to be mature in within this kind of a conflict.
所以呢，我们借着这样的冲突呢，使我们在信心或者信仰上面能够更加的长进。
When Joseph and his brother had a lot of troubles, we know in the Old Testament time.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面记载的，约瑟跟他的兄弟们有许多在相处上有困难的
时候。So his brother end up to trying to kill him.
所以后来他的兄弟们甚至想要把他给杀了。
Because there's a kind of conflict between Joseph and his brother.
因为这有一些争论在他在约瑟跟他的兄弟当中。
But this is also we can understand God allow this kind of situation.
但是我们要了解的是，神让这样的情形呢发生在他们的身上。
Joseph alone cannot handle the situation.
约瑟他一个人没有办法独自掌握这件事情。
He was captured. He was sold to the Egypt.
他被抓了之后被卖到埃及去。
But it becomes a chance for the Joseph to grow up himself.
但是在那个时候却给了约瑟一个很好的机会去成长。
Sometimes we are encounter conflicts. We can accept it.
有的时候我们在面对这个冲突的时候，我们没有办法去面对。
But we do not look at the conflict itself alone.
我们没有办法独自的去面对这样的冲突。
But why God allow us this kind of conflict and the disagreement?
为什么神仍旧让这些冲突和这些争论发生在我们的身上
？So actually, we can sharpen ourselves, our understanding of ourselves.
那除了能够让我们更加的去了解我们自己之外，
also we can understand other people also.
也能够借此同样的机会去了解其他的人。
But many times the conflict is to help us, serve us, so we can open our mind actually.
有的时候这些冲突的事情发生，更能够让我们打开我们的心眼。
There is no such thing as in this world kind of my own way. This is the only way.
在世上没有说只有一个方法，就是我的方法，其他的人方法都不行。
God designed us all our life a very differently unique way.
因为神在造人的时候，每个人都是非常独特不同的。
But have to be we have to help each other, support each other.
我们必须要彼此的帮忙，彼此的协助。
So that we can accomplish His will.
这样子，我们才能够完成神的旨意。
There is a conflict means we are alive.
如果有冲突的表示说我们还活着的。
If one side died, then there's no such conflict.
如果一方死的话，那就没有冲突了。
When my spouse died, then there's no any conflict in my life.
如果在我的生命当中，我的配偶过世的时候，那么就再没有冲突了。
Because my wife a different idea means we are couple. We are support each other actually.
虽然我的配偶有不同的意见，但是我们是夫妻，所以要彼此的协助。
So, when we have a conflict, that we can understand, yeah, we have a life.
当我们有彼此之间发生争论的时候，我们了解到说呢，这个是在我们的生命当中的。
Because there's a different opinion, because the other side concerned about these issues, this matter, my matter actually.
这个争论的起因呢，是说另外一方面呢，他对我的意见有所不同。
The most the sorrowful one is indifference.
在比较糟糕的是说有不同的。
When you come to the church,
当你来到教会的时候
，I don't care whatever church you do, whatever church says.
不管你到哪个教会去
，Then this is a problem.
但是呢，这就是一个麻烦了。
Because you don't want to think about the matter of the church.
因为你不要去想说到底是去教会干什么。
But this is not the right attitude.
那这样的一个心态是不对的。
If you think about your spouse, your marriage life.
如果你想想看你的配偶，你的婚姻生活。
Whatever my spouse says, I don't care.
如果说我配偶讲什么，我都不在乎。
That's his life. That's her life.
那是他或是他，那是他自己的生活。
How is it possible that these two persons can get together to be united, to be one body?
那么这两个人要如何能够彼此联合成为一体呢
？So the conflict is actually help us a lot.
所以说呢，这个冲突或者是争论呢，对我们来说是有所帮助的。
Because there's a disagreement,
因为我们彼此有不同的意见
，we can seeking how to we can find out the way to we can we ourselves can adjust.To our spouse, to the other side.
我们彼此就能够彼此互相的改变，然后去配合对方。
Through this kind of conflict, we can understand ourselves. We can be humble ourselves.
经过这样的冲突的话，我们更了解自己，能够让自己更谦卑。
So actually, the conflict is a blessing in our life.
所以说冲突呢，也许可以称为是我们生活上的一个祝福。
That means I have a life.
那表示说呢，我还活着。
That means I concern about the issue that you know, in the church, in our family, in our marriage life.
那表示我仍然关心我们的教会、我的家庭、我的婚姻生活。
So because of the conflict, we can improve ourselves. We can to be mature.
因为这个冲突也能够增长我们自己，让我们自己更为成熟。
You know, because of the David, he became a king of the nation when he was 30 years old.
我们知道大卫他在成为以色列王的时候，他只有30岁。
Well, we can think the king is all power.
我们可以想象这个国王是一个大有权柄。
He can do whatever he likes to do, not necessarily.
他可以做他想要做的事情，但是不一定他会这么去做。
Many times the general Joab become a thorn in his life. The army general.
当他军队元帅的话，成为他的一个麻烦的时候。
Because of the job, he helped the David to establish this. I mean, to taking over this kingdom to be established.
因为我们知道约押元帅呢，他帮助了大卫呢，来征服了这些。
But later, David even he can say confess that I cannot handle this man, which means he kind of stressed by this general.
后来呢，大卫他自己也说呢，他没有办法去掌握这个元帅了。
So the King David in his life, because he become a king, so he can exercise whatever he likes to know.
啊，虽然说呢，大卫他是一个王，但是呢，他并没有办法做任何他想要做的事情。
Actually, the job support him sometimes against him.
啊，那约押呢，他有的时候是协助王的，有的时候呢是对王的意见是持反对。
But actually, the job kind of sharpening the actually David. The general actually sharpening the David, his quality of himself, the character.
Okay. 但事实上我们可以知道呢，约押元帅呢，他事实上呢，他能够呢协助大卫这个国王呢更加的成长。
So this is we can see that there is a conflict, then actually we can see the positive side.
啊，虽然说有冲突的事情发生，但是我们可以朝一个正面的方向去看。
But we should avoid the negative side of the impact from the conflict.
我们不要去看一些比较消极的方面。
Sometimes with disagreement, we turn around from that person.
有的时候我们有一些冲突或是争论的时候，我们就直接转离开那个人。
When we turn around because of disagreements, then we're losing one precious soul from my life.
当我们不再跟这个人谈论的时候，我们就因此丧失了一个宝贵的灵魂。
Because of little things, we can turn around from that person, the losing the one precious soul, which is in my life to be more blessed by because of this person. But we turn around, completely give up, that we're losing, that this is considered as a negative side.
那当我们因为这个争论的时候就转开离开那个人，让这个人宝贵的灵魂丧失的话呢，那对我们的生活来说呢是一个很消极的一个方面。
We have to accept other people's difference.
我们必须要去接受说呢，其他人是不同的。
Let them to be our friends, let them to be in our life, to be our lives are the more blessed.
让这些人呢在我们的生命当中呢成为我们更多的福气。
We're supposed not to be discouraged because there's a disagreement.
我们不要消失了我们的志气，因为这些不同的一个争论。
Now, many people they discourage and they end up they just withdraw themselves.
有些人呢上次呢也是因为这样子呢就退缩了。
Especially in the church, there's a council on the board member will become and then a lot of issues they have to deal with in the church.
尤其是在教会的职务会里面，他们必须要解决教会许多的事情。
And sometimes because of disagreement, people just step away and then withdraw themselves.
也许因为不同的意见，他们就彼此就 退出了，就不再管理了。
This we can say losing ourselves.
我们这样子的话，就失去了我们自己。
We have to avoid. We should avoid this kind of a negative side impact from the conflict.
我们必须要去避免这样消极的方式发生。
Galatians chapter 5.
我们和哥罗西书。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 15.
哥罗西书第五章十五节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 15.
哥罗西书第五章十五节。
Chapter Galatians. Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 15.
加拉太书第五章十五节。
But if you bite and devour one another, take care lest you be consumed by one another.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
One time I saw in the TV, there's a Korean program. So this couple, those couple have a trouble in their marriage life.
有一次我在看那个韩国的一个节目里面，就是说这对夫妻他们的婚姻生活有一些问题。
They introduce about 3 or 4 couples in their life.
在那里有三四对的夫妻。
Most of them, man, they were edged on their divorce.
很多人他们都在面临了要离婚的一个边缘。
I have noticed what they doing. Exactly what they doing is here in the verse 15 here, Galatians chapter 5.
我看到就直接的联想到他们做的事情，就是记载在加拉太书第五章十五节这里。
They trying to bite each other.
他们就彼此的相咬相吞
，and trying to destroy each other.
他们想要毁灭对方。
So that they end up to their anger and emotion is burst out.
所以他们的这个脾气和情绪都爆发出来了。
Getting worse and worse themselves.
他们的生活当是越来越糟糕。
This is a kind of a sad story to be.
那对我来，对在我看来呢，这是一个非常
悲惨的事。We all the brothers and sisters in the church, we supposed not to do that.
我们在教会里面的弟兄姐妹， 不应该让这样的事情发生。
One disagreement, just disagreement of that issue and the matter.
如果只是不同意的话呢，就只是在这件事情上持不同的意见而已。
But we have to love the person.
但是我们仍然要去爱对方。
Otherwise, we destroyed each other.
不然的话，我们就彼此的去毁灭对方。
Sometimes one the person destroyed not only the two person, but the whole family. The impact turned to be whole family.
有的时候我们不只是毁掉对方而已，而且是对方整个的家庭。
In the church also.
在教会里面也是一样。
At the beginning, maybe this personal. At the beginning, it's a church issue. Two persons that disagree.
也许在教会里面一开始的话，只有两个人，他们有不同的意见。
But later, it turned to be like a personal issue.
但是后来成为一个个人的冲突。
And then they bite each other.
然后他们互相的相咬相吞。
This is not only impact for to personally two brothers and sisters, but also the brother and brother. But actually, becomes a whole church issue.
那一开始也许是两个人彼此的影响，但是后来渐渐的就影响到整个教会。
So we have to be careful.
所以我们必须要非常的谨慎。
Conflict is unavoidable.
冲突也许是无法避免。
But only we can see the conflict itself.
我们只能够看到这个冲突它本身。
But still we love each other.
我们仍然要彼此的相爱。
But we love the person.
我们要去爱对方。
And also when we have a conflict, whenever the trouble in our life, we ask God for the wisdom.
不管我们在生活上发生了什么样的问题，我们要寻求神他智慧。
Now many times through the trials, we can understand God's will. We can seeking the God's will in this way.
有的时候呢，我们在试炼当中呢，更要去寻求神的旨意。
So James chapter 1 mentioned that if you lack of wisdom, you can ask God.
在雅各书第一章里面记载说，如果你缺乏智慧，可以向神来祈求。
When that's Paul and the Barnabas, they have this kind of a sharp disagreement at the beginning.
当保罗跟巴拿巴在一开始的时候，他们有这样子不同的争论。
But eventually, this issue, the disagreement, was solved.
但是呢，在后来呢，这个争论就解决了。
Because the only thing is, it takes some time.
那只是需要时间而已。
Because Barnabas understand the mark, but Paul didn't understand the mark quite a lot.
在那个时候，巴拿巴了解的马可，但是呢，保罗还对马可还不是十分的了解。
But later he understood.
但在后来，保罗他就完全明白。
Sometimes we need to take some time.
有的时候呢，是需要一些时间来解决。
So we don't have to rush about the issue to when we have when you encounter like a conflict.
所以呢，在我们遇到冲突的时候呢，不要说很急切的要赶快把它解决掉。
Have you experienced when the little stone put a little the sand came into your shoes?
你们是不是有经过？有的时候我们发现那鞋子里面好像有一颗小石头。
It is very little, but it really bothers you.
虽然说很小，但是呢，会让你的脚非常的不舒服。
Conflict is something like that.
冲突 有的时候就像这个样子。
Conflict is the little things coming into our shoes. It keep on bothering when we step on it.
冲突就像这个小石头一样跑到我们的鞋子里面去，它一直的困扰着我们。
But we can wisely, we can take away from there.
但是我们如果能够用智慧把这个拿走。
Once this issue came out, then other things are no problem.
但是我们如果能用这个智慧把它拿走的话，其他事情就不再是问题了。
This is the wisdom of God.
这是从神来的智慧。
And also how we can help ourselves, whether we have to pray to God.
那我们想要如何来帮助自己，唯一的方法就是来向神祈求。
Our wisdom is very limited.
人的智慧是非常的有限。
Once we have a disagreement, we easily get involved our emotional.
当我们彼此有不同争论的时候，我们很容易的就起了一个情绪的争论。
But we have to come to God, we pray to God.
但是呢，我们必须要来到神的面前向神祈求。
So that we can step out of our problem, our conflict.
这样子的话，我们就能够从我们的困难、从我们的冲突当中离开。
So that we can see the difference.
所以我们可以从此来看到这个不同。
We can try to find out the way of solutions.
我们就能够很清楚的找到一个解决的方式。
And Paul and Barnabas, they're two different persons.
保罗跟巴拿巴是两个截然不同的人。
They cannot get agree on this issue.
但是对这个事情，他们无法彼此的同意。
In a sense, it's a very small issue.
对他们来说，也许是一个小小的一个问题。
Bible doesn't mention that Barnabas and Paul, they fight emotionally, they kind of attacking each other.
圣经上面并没有记载说保罗跟巴拿巴为了这件事情是如何的来攻击对方。
Only the issue about the debt matters because they cannot get agreed on.
这是因为这样的事情他们没有办法彼此的同意。
Still they stand up their word for God continually.
但是呢他们仍然呢继续的呢出去为主做工。
And also through this kind of conflict, we have to learn that we have to learn how to ourselves to be humble heart.
那在这个冲突当中，我们必须要去学习，让自己能够有一颗谦卑的心。
So we have to understand our own weakness.
我们也能够借此了解到我们自己软弱的地方。
So that when we come to God, we can see, look at, and also we can look at the people. We know other people is better than us.
当我们来到神的面前，我们可以看看彼此，我们要让自己了解到说，别人其实比我们更好。
And always we can see God with a true fear.
我们就能够在用真正的惧怕来面对神。
When David, when the King Saul trying to find out David to kill him.
我们知道当扫罗王在试着寻找大卫要把他杀掉的时候。
It's a conflict between the King Saul and David at that time.
那时候在扫罗跟大卫之间呢是有冲突存在的。
But David never counterpunch to the King Saul with a human hands and power.
但是呢，大卫呢对扫罗从来没有想要用人的手加害到他的身上。
He always fear God.
他总是敬畏神。
So he's the one always become the run away from the King Saul.
所以他总是在逃跑来避免让扫罗给追上。
And David becomes a winner of that.In that, and you know, that's under the situation.
但是呢，在后来呢，在这个事情上呢，大卫就得胜了。
You and I, we can seeking the peace always.
我们彼此都能够去寻找一个平静和平的方式。
As the last verse, we can find out the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Pursue peace with all men and sanctification, without which no one will see the Lord. Here, the writer of the book of Hebrews said, "Pursue peace with all men."
在这里呢，希伯来书的作者说呢，你们要追求与众人和睦。
Now, all men means all different people, even the peoples, even against us, we can pursue peace with that person.
那这个众人呢，指的是就算那些反对我们的人，也是包括在其中的。
Many times, actually, the people who close us always bothers us.
还有很多时候呢，越是亲近我们的人呢，越是呢困扰着我们。
Usually, disagreement those people who very close with us.
尤其是那些不同意见的时候，那些人呢，都是最亲跟我们最亲近的人。
Actually, they are the blessing in our life. Because God allow them to come into our, bring them into our life.
但是呢，事实上，他们是神对我们生活的祝福，因为神把他们放在我们生活当中。
So we can peace with people around us.
所以我们能够和平的与这些人生活在一起。
And sometimes it's very hard to overcome our conflict anyway.
有的时候呢，对我们来说是很难去克服我们的冲突。
But we can do it.
但是我们可以做到的
，because God is with us，
因为神与我们同在。
God is His wisdom of God，
神有他的智慧，有赏赐给我们。
Spirit of God is the can help us if we rely on Him。
神的灵会帮助我们，如果我们懂得去依靠神。
Let us always pursue peace with all men。
让我们常常的去追求与众人和睦。
Conflict can help us actually to build us and also to mature us in our Christian life。
冲突呢，能够帮助我们，也且让我们的灵性呢更加的成长。
Always look at the positive side。
我们要常常要去看一个积极的正面的。
And God will be with us。
神就与我们同在。
Sing hymn 402。
我们唱诗四百零二首。
Oh.
Paul is a great apostle.
保罗是一个很伟大的使徒。
But yet, there's a lot of conflict in his ministry, actually.
但是在他的传道过程当中，有许多的冲突发生。
If you look at the book of Galatians and the Second Corinthians, you can find out how much his heart is suffered.
如果我们看加拉太书跟哥林多后书，就可以了解到说保罗的心时常的忧愁。
Because we can say, because only the scripture here that when he wrote this letter, we can say he's a great apostle.
我们从圣经上你可以看到保罗所写的，证明说他是一个伟大的使徒。
But when he engaged the ministry that he worked for God and preached the gospel, he faced a lot of difficulties.
所以他正当他在面对他的使徒，他的传道过程中，他面对了许多的冲突。
A lot of people do not agree with him.
有很多人不同意他的做法。
A lot of people do not recognize him.
有很多人也不承认他。
And such kind of a conflict he faced.
但是我们可以知道说，他面对了这么多的一个冲突。
But yet he overcame it.
但是呢，他仍然能够去克服。
So when you see the second Timothy, he mentioned that he fight a good fight.
但是我们从提摩太后书可以知道说呢，他这个当美好的仗他也打过了。
We should not to be discouraged because of the disagreement or conflict.
所以我们也不要去丧志，因为这些不同的言论或者是
using the conflict and disagreement
或者冲突
as a chance to improve our quality of our faith.
我们应该去利用这个冲突的机会呢，去增长我们自己。
Our spirituality can be step up.
我们的属灵的层面就可以更加的提高。
Because of conflict, because of we have a stress in our soul, so that's why we can kneel down, we pray to God more.
因为冲突，我们心里愁烦，但是我们就可以借此呢更加的跟神祷告。
Do not look at the negative side.
不要去看那消极的一面。
Always look at the positive side.
永远去看那积极的一面。
Then everything can be a blessing for us.
这样子的话，每一件事情对我们来说都是蒙神祝福的。
If anybody here in today this trouble, anybody have a trouble in your life.
今天在会堂里面每个人，如果你在心里面有一些困难的时候
，Because a disagreement, a conflict that bothers your life nowadays, today.
也许今天你有什么不同的争论或者冲突来困扰着你。
You can come to God.
你可以来到神的面前。
Do not step back.
请你不要退后。
You can truly deal with the matters what you have now.
你可以真正的去面对你的困难。
If God help you,
如果神愿意来帮助你。
And you can easily take out this kind of little sand in your shoes like it bothers you.
你可以很容易把这个你鞋子里面的小石头困扰的你，就很容易就把它拿走。
God is a living God.
神是一个永生的活神。
God is the God of wisdom.
神是有智慧的神。
That's why we come to God.
所以我们才来到神的面前。
And God be with you.
神也必与你同在。
Even though you have a conflict,
就算你有冲突
，I'm sure God will give you allow you true peace within your life.
我想神会赐给你生命当中一个真正的平安。
Only when we come to the Lord,
只要我们来到他的面前
，God help us,
神会帮助我们。
Let's all kneel down, we pray together.
我们一起祷告。